Simple, cheap GeoIP API using Vercel Edge functions. Need to look up a user's approximate location based on their IP address? Don't want to opt for a third-party GeoIP service or integrate it into your backend? Turns out that Vercel makes it super easy to set up a simple GeoIP service for yourself. If you just want the code, you can find the repo at github.com/acudio, that's /Vercel-GeoIP, and demo at acudio-GeoIP.vercel.app. You can fork that repository and deploy it to your own Vercel account to use yourself. I have also published a very similar post, almost identical to be honest, it's mostly copied, about how to do the same with Netlify. Read on for a deeper explanation and let me know if you have any thoughts or issues. Background. For a couple projects I'm currently working on, recently I had need for a geolocation API. Nothing too major, just getting a user's very rough location based on their IP address to tailor their default experience of language, currency, or laws. There are a ton of geolocation API services with various pricing, trustworthiness, and privacy or tracking policies. I looked at a few, but the per lookup pricing and lack of certainty around trusting a third party with our users' IP addresses was a bit of a deterrent. Vercel and geolocation headers. If you haven't heard of Vercel before, it's a hosting company that specializes in Jamstack sites similar to Netlify. It's a good platform for static sites, JavaScript-based frameworks, and serverless or edge functions. It's the serverless and edge functions that are the key to this setup. Serverless and edge functions allow us to run a Node.js script on each request, responding dynamically. Serverless functions run on centralized servers. They're pretty badly named. Edge functions are a bit more restrictive and run directly on the CDN nodes, allowing for a potentially faster or lighter response. These functions can be combined with Vercel's HTTP headers with geolocation information. We can send that data back on the request in a JSON format and then use that within our front-end JavaScript. The code. As most of the examples of Vercel's functions rely on Next.js, it's a bit tricky to find out how to set up functions without it. For my own later reference and to avoid you having to go through the same research, I'm going through the full process. 1. Initializing. First, we need to initialize our repo, npm project, and install the Vercel packages. So this is some set of bash scripts. We've got mkdir, Vercel GeoIP, cd, Vercel GeoIP, git init, npm init-y, npm i-D, Vercel, and then npm i@Vercel/edge. 2. Trying out an edge function. In Vercel projects, functions are placed within an API directory. So let's create an api/index.js file. This would run on any request to /API. Within it, we're going to put the very basics of an edge function that has a basic text response. So we've got a JavaScript snippet. There's comments in here. I'm going to skip over the comments. We have export const config equals and then an object. And it has runtime parameter is edge as a string. We then have below that export default function, and then we have a function with the first parameter of request. Within that function, we have return new, and then response with a capital R, and within that, the string hello world. To test our function, we can run npx Vercel dev to run the Vercel development server. This will ask you to link the project to your Vercel account and some details about the project. You can leave those details as default. Now, if you visit the dev URL in your browser and add /API, it's probably going to be localhost :5000/API. You should see hello world. 3. The geolocation bit. Now let's amend our index.js file to include the geolocation bits. So this is the same JS file we saw before, but with some additions. So at the top, before the export const config, we've got import, and then we're destructuring with curly brackets, geolocation and IP address from @Vercel/edge. Then within our function, our export default function, going to remove what was there previously, and then we've got const geo equals geolocation, and then that's a function with the parameter of request. After that, we've got the or operator, two pipes, and then an empty object. On the next line, we have const IP equals IP address, and that's a function with the parameter of request. Then after that, we've got the or parameter, so double pipe, and then null. Below, we have return new response, capital R once again, and it has two parameters. The first parameter is json.stringify with an object that has the dot 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 destructuring of geo and IP. The second parameter of the response object is another object with headers, and then that's an object which has content type, content hyphen type, application / JSON. Now this unfortunately won't work in the dev server as Vercel doesn't inject the geolocation headers there. But if you open the function, at least it shouldn't error. You can get a preview deployment to test it on the Vercel servers by running npx Vercel. If you visit the / API route on your preview URL, you'll get the geolocation data of your IP address. Neat. 4. Cross-origin resource sharing. If we try to call this on a different website with JavaScript, we're going to run into CORS issues. CORS, cross-origin resource sharing, is a way browsers prevent websites from using a browser to access content they shouldn't have access to, like resources from a local network. This means, as things currently stand, a browser won't let us access the content from our API request with fetch. To allow us to use the API within JavaScript in a browser, we need to tell the browser to allow CORS. We can do this by adding some HTTP headers via a vercel.json config file in the root of our project. So then we have a JSON file, it's vercel.json, and it has the parameter, the key of headers, which is an array. Within that has a one item that is an object. That object has the key source, and that is a string, which is an open bracket, dot, star, and a close bracket. It then also has the key headers, which is another array. The first item of that array is an object, and the first item of the object has the key of key, and its value is access control allow origin. And then the second parameter there is value, which is the star symbol. The second parameter within that headers array is another object with the key of key access control allow methods, and then that has a value of get comma options, all in uppercase. This is taken from Vercel's How Can I Enable CORS on Vercel guide. Since this is a relatively straightforward API, we don't really need a lot of the parameters in that article, so I've simplified it to just allowing all origins and only the get and options methods. There is one thing to note with the above code, however: the access control allow origin header allows all origins to make a request to the API. In most cases, that might be okay, but you may want to prevent other sites from using your API, especially if you start hitting the Vercel's usage limits. You can whitelist a single origin by adding it to the access control allow origin header instead of star. You could also include the CORS headers within the edge function, depending on the requesting origin header for multiple origins. I haven't run into that problem yet, though, so consider that a further exercise for the reader. 5. Root rewrite, optional. The final touch is a rewrite so we can hit our API at the root / instead of having to include API on every request. With Vercel, we can do that with a few more lines to vercel.json. So this adds to the previous vercel.json file, so we're adding a new item on the same level as the top level headers, that is rewrites, which is an array. It has one parameter, which is an object. The first item within the object has the key of source and the value of / And the second item has the key of destination and the value of /API/. 6. Deploy and test. We can deploy the API to Vercel with npx vercel --prod, or link the project via the Vercel website to a Git repo on GitHub, GitLab, or similar. Access the API at the Vercel URL, for example, acudio-jip.vercel.app, and there we go. This is the result I get when visiting that URL, IP obfuscated for privacy. So it's an object with a few parameters. I've got city of Loughborough, country GB, country region ENG, region LHR1, latitude is a string 52 dot blah blah blah, longitude string -1 dot blah blah blah, and IP is an obfuscated IP address. It's definitely not perfect. To start with, I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, not Loughborough, England. City and country region should maybe be taken with a pinch of salt, but that's something I run into with GeoIP systems all over the web, so it's clearly not just Vercel. Interestingly, my Netlify post had similar but slightly different results. For the purposes of country, though, it's accurate. City and region, in the case of the UK at least, may be helpful to set a default that a user can later change because it's not totally accurate. However, in the US, country regions seem to be very consistently the correct state. 7. Using the API within JavaScript. We can use this within JavaScript on another website like so, but keep in mind you may need to switch from using await to .then depending on your setup. So we have another JS snippet. This says const georequest equals await fetch, and then within the parameter of fetch we've got https acudio-geoip.vercel.app. Next line we've got const geo equals await georequest.json, and that's a method, and then console.log geo.country.